I say, "He good. I feel good, New Jerusalem, because I'm living today. Because I should have been dead, and you should have been dead too, a long time ago. But because somebody prayed for me, had them on my mind, took a little time to get down on their knees and say, 'Father, Father, 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 I stretch my hands, Lord, unto thee.'"
That the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord.
New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at
9:30. New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Forest, Louisiana. Service time, second and fourth Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school. I bless you.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845. Or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
That in heaven lift up my heart.
Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ broadcast this morning, coming to you over KAYT 88.1. As always, we're delighted that you chose to join us this morning for 30 minutes of singing, preaching, and praising God. Our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, First Lady Mother Judy Johnson, and the entire Johnson Temple family, thank you for your continued support of this ministry. As we begin to approach the Easter season, we would like to invite all of you to our upcoming Good Friday program entitled, "Good Friday, It Was Not a Good Day." The program will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. at Johnson Temple in Leesville and will feature various speakers from our Alexandria district that will take our Lord and Savior from the Garden of Gethsemane to the resurrection. We will also have praise dancers and soloists. Please join us as we look forward to this spectacular event. We look forward to seeing you. God bless, and we now join a service already in progress.
Thank you. you, Lord, for bringing us to this place for such a time as this. We thank you, Lord, how you have watched over us. Thank you for the activities of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us with a mind, keeping us in our right mind, and with a mind stayed on you. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for all that thou hast done for us. Continue to bless, Lord, heal the sick and the weak, and the hearts of those who are sad. Wipe the sick from their eyes. Undergird us with thy power and with thy might. Now, Lord, bless these words that we're about to speak. Oh God, let them be edifying. Let them be a benefit to those who hear them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We certainly honor the Lord for his goodness and for all that he has done. For we serve a great God. Amen. I said we serve a great God. Amen. And I'm just so happy that I am in Jesus and Jesus is in me. Amen. As I go around and visit people, I just love people. Amen. And I just love to be around people, especially our seniors. You know, I work with the seniors throughout Leesville. Amen. And I recently visited one of the elderly mothers of the church, and we just had such a great time together. And she told me how she literally died on the operating table. Amen. As I sat there and listened to her tell me how she saw herself moving out, amen, following this great light, amen, a huge light in front of her, and she was moving out towards that light, and as she moved towards that light, the trees were so beautiful, they were so green, amen, they were almost blue, and the streets were so glorious, and everything was so peaceful, amen. And she said about that time they used a shock treatment on her, amen, and shocked her back in the life. And when she opened eyes, she said, I was so disappointed. I was ready to go and be with my God. Amen. You know, it means something to be ready. It means something to be ready. Somebody would have been glad and said, thank you for giving me another chance. I was not ready. Amen. See, being ready means, amen, that you have counted up the cost, that you have done what you need to do to meet the Savior. Amen. I'm ready to go. Amen. I call your attention to the book of Colossians, the first chapter. We shall begin reading and the 12th verse through the 20th verse. Amen. The Lord is so good. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in the heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. By him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to be reconciled all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in the earth or things in heaven. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I want to talk to you briefly, amen, about keeping your eyes on the King. Keep your eyes on the King. There was a preacher many years ago, attended the coronation of King Edward VII in Westminster Abbey, and he said that the place was full of royalty. People were bowing and giving respect, and they were showing respect to other nobility of high rank. And then when the king arrived, it was a different atmosphere. There was a hush over that palace. And all eyes was no longer on the dignitaries, but the eyes was on King Edward VII. All of the subjects fixed their attention on this royal leader. Well, if we're going to fix our eyes, amen, on a man, a human being, then how much more should we fix our eyes on Jesus? Amen. The author and the finisher of our faith. He deserves the highest preeminence. Naturally, we love and respect our families, our friends, associates, and we give respect to leaders. Many of us, a man is either in the military or have been in the military. Many of us, a man is either in the military or have been in the military. But there is no higher being than Jesus Christ. Our devotion is always to be centered on him. With all the activities that compete for our time, even the work and the programs that we have in the church, it is so easy for us to take our eyes off of Jesus. Matter of fact, that's what the devil tries to do all the time. He tries to distract you, amen. Even when you're praying, amen, the devil can slip some thought into your mind. Even when you're in church, amen, the devil can slip some evil thought in your mind. Even when you are singing a song, if you're not careful, amen, the devil will slip a thought in your mind, amen. And so that's why the Bible tells us, amen, that we should have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, amen, and not let anything distract us or to take our mind off of Jesus. May we never lose sight of King Jesus, who deserves our praise and worship. Let us join the heavenly voices and say, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor. Yes, Christ is the preeminent one. Then let us adore and give him his right. All glory and power and wisdom and might. All honor and blessing with angels above. And thanks never ceasing and infinite love. Well, the Bible gives us some help, amen, on how to keep our eyes on Jesus, because in the Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and that 11th verse, he said, and we gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, amen, for the perfecting of the saints. There was a reason that you have these people of God, amen, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature and the fullness of Christ, which tells me, amen, that when you first get saved, you're not perfect. There's still some work that need to be done on you. Amen. You can't give up. Amen. A lot of folks will sit down, amen, and stick their chest out and say, I'm saved now. I got all that I need. Amen. All I got to do is sit here and wait on the Lord. Wrong. Oh, no, 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 no. Amen. You are just getting ready. We talked about on Tuesday night, amen, about processes. There is a process that every child of God must go through, amen, to try to become that perfect man. And I'm here to tell you it doesn't happen overnight. Can I get a witness here? Amen. Some folks been toiling for a long time. They've been working on it for a long time, amen. But every now and then, the old enemy will slip up. And somebody said, amen, it's not the big things all the time. It's the little things. It's the little foxes that spoil the grapes. Amen. They're the ones that's always nipping. They're the ones that's trampling over the vines. Amen. And so we have to be alert, for the devil is always busy. It don't take much to distract us. And so we have to be very careful that we don't let the enemy distract us to the extent, amen, that we lose sight of Christ. That's why I tell folks all the time, don't get too smug. Amen. Don't lay back. Don't get too confident in yourself, because that's when the devil will slip in and he will steal everything that you got. Some folks can't praise the Lord because they've lost their joy. They let the devil take it. Some folks can't pray like they used to.
because they let the devil slip in and take it. There are some preachers, amen, that can't preach, they can't put a sermon together. Hello, somebody. Amen. Because they have allowed the enemy to come in and distract them to the extent, amen, that seemed like the message just will not come. And even when they get it together, they can't preach it. Because they have taken their eyes off of Jesus. They got their eyes on other things. Amen. Money is a distraction. Lord help me today. Amen. When you put your eyes in and seem like everything, nothing else matters but the almighty dollar, you are in trouble. Some preachers, amen, are distracted about memberships. Amen. They're not satisfied unless the church is growing. They got to see members coming in. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so they will do anything. They'll compromise the gospel. Say, we took in five. We took in 10. Amen. Some are distracted, amen, with baptism. They don't say we took in, amen, we baptized 15. All right. That's good news. If the 15 is saved. But if they weren't saved, all you did, amen, would put 15 dry devils in the water and brought them out wet devils. You've got to keep your eyes on the king. Amen. And then somebody said, amen, that the king is listening. King Jesus is listening. Amen. He hears everything we say. Not only that, amen, is he listening, he has an all-seeing eye. He sees everything we do. Oh, I thank you today. Amen. Praise the Lord. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind or doctrine. See, when you keep your eyes on Jesus, amen, everything that come into town, you don't run after. The devil is trying to tap churches in Vernon Parish. Oh, and he's busy doing a pretty good job, too. Somebody better get their eyes on Jesus. Somebody better realize that it is the devil that's doing these things. You got to understand that you wrestle not with flesh and blood, but you're wrestling with principalities. You're dealing with spirits that you can't see. Get your eyes on the king. Amen. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him all things, which is the head, even Christ, of whom the whole body fit jointly together, and compacted that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the body unto the edifying of itself in love. What are we saying, Ella Johnson? What the scripture is saying here, amen, that all of the saints got to come together. Amen. Not only does your body come together, amen, not only does the preachers have to come together, not only does the deacons have to come together, but the entire body of Christ, all the saints, all the people of God got to come together. We got to stop fighting one another. We got to stop talking about one another, but we got to come together in love. I get so sick and tired of hearing preachers talking about baptism. Ever seem like every message they preach on is on baptism. I don't care how you baptize folks. If they ain't got Jesus in their life, they're going to hell. I tell pastors, I say, I don't care how you baptize folks. Just stop putting me out of the church. Amen, because I baptize different from you. But nothing but a bunch of junk anyway. Amen. Baptism is symbolism. Are you listening? I said symbolism. Ain't no Holy Ghost in the water. Oh, my God. I said, ain't no Holy Ghost in the water. Ain't no holy water to baptize you in. You have to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire from God. Keep your eyes on the king. Keep your eyes on Jesus. No matter what come, no matter what may, keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't let nobody trip you up. Amen. Don't let nobody tell you, amen, praise the Lord. We went through a series here, amen, where people was telling the saints that they wasn't saved. And if you're weak, you'll fall for that stuff. But when you know and know that you know that the Lord has changed your life, things you used to do, you don't do them no more. Place you used to go, you don't go there no more. Thing you used to speak, you don't speak them no more. You know, hallelujah, and you can stand and tell the world, I know I've been changed. Not only have I been changed, but the angels in heaven signed my name. Hallelujah. And I know I got a resting place. I know that Jesus Christ, he left here one day. And he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And I believe that he's working on my palace. Oh, yes, he is. He's working on my palace. He's getting it ready for Maurice. It got my name on it. You can't get it. You can't live in my palace because it's built for me. One of these days I'm going to be with Jesus. I'm going to claim my palace. Hallelujah. I'm going, amen. Praise the Lord. I'll find my palace. I'll walk the streets of gold. I will live, amen, where the walls are made of gospel. I'll be there with Jesus. Before we go off the air here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody's crying now. Tears are flowing. But in my palace, there'll be no more tears. Hallelujah. My eyes will be dry. Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. There's 7 days in a week down here. But I want you to know, when I get in my palace, every day will be Sunday. Yeah. Every day. Every day will be Sunday. People are leaving us. We lose friends every day down here. But up there, there'll always be good morning, sir. Hallelujah. There'll be no separation. We'll all be together. No more goodbye, but always howdy, howdy. Never goodbye. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, what did it cost, Elder John? Nothing. All I got to do is just keep my eyes. Jesus. I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of God. I'm going to keep my eyes on him. Come what may, I'm in this thing to stay him. I'm in the hold on. I'm going to hold out. Let me see the hand of the Lord. I'm going to hold out. I'm going to hold out. I want to see what the end going to be.
Will you be ready when my Jesus come? Oh, won't you be ready? Won't you be ready when Jesus comes? You've got to be ready when my Savior comes. Get your house, yeah, personal. Get your house. I can't get your house ready, but you got to get your house. Get it in order in your life. Make Jesus first. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning bright. Make a stand. Stand up for what you know is right. Keep the love of Jesus always on your mind. And will you be no matter what the world is doing, will you be ready? No matter who lies on ya, will you be ready? No matter who turned their back on ya, will you be ready? Ready when my Jesus comes. Will you be ready?
Jesus, come.
I've got to go back with Jesus.